desire your prayers this morning. Appreciate each one of you being here. Have a few questions to ask you today, and a few comments to say to make. First off, I'd like to ask if any of you have ever had a bad day. Have you ever had times when things that, not because you were being lazy or because you were being mischievous, but just things didn't go right? Maybe you reached out to open the door and the doorknob come off in your hand, and it worked fine the day before, and today it broke off. And then all of the things that go with that. And maybe you woke up to the sound of water running in the house. And you went in and found maybe 2 inches of water in the kitchen or something like that. And you're scrambling around. We've all had those times, right? I have. And I want you to know, there's something I believe that I want you to get a hold of today. I believe that when the Holy Ghost inspires the Scriptures, and when the Holy Ghost inspires a song, that the words of those Scriptures and those songs that's recorded can become alive and real to us. Sometimes I'm amazed at how the Scriptures can just change so much in our thinking, in our attitudes, in our perspectives. And when we read, it's like, Lord, how can this thing that was written so many years ago in a language that I don't understand, and it's been translated, and how does this minister to me today? I'm going to tell you, my mind is pretty finite. So when I start trying to understand, and I wonder sometimes if it's, we don't understand how valuable it is for us today to respond to the Holy Spirit's moving, whether it's to sing the special song that we had this morning. It's a blessing to us, isn't it? Yes. And when we respond to the Holy Spirit and are able to be utilized of Him, then look at how it can have a long-range effect in other people's lives. I think the Scripture in the New Testament that says He chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that are lost. Isn't that what it says? And I'm so glad that we have more than just the foolishness of preaching. When we record the preaching, and we can look, you know, I've listened to messages that were 50 or 60 years old, and, oh, I've been inspired. And maybe the recording wasn't as best, and maybe it's someone that it was hard to understand them to a certain extent, but when you start listening to their thoughts and the Scripture the Lord was using at that time, it can be a real blessing to us. And I'm thankful for that. It's the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that I had a bad day this week. But right during my bad day, the Lord brought some words of a song that's in our book to my mind. And as I begin to let these words roll over in my mind, it gave me fresh inspiration for life. I'd like for us to turn to 133. The title of the song is Like a Rock in the Billows. And I looked the word billows up, and a definition that I found was a great wave or surge of the sea, occasioned usually by violent wind, to swell, to rise, and roll in large waves or surge. This is not just a little ripple on the pond. This is something that's crashing, that's foaming, that's could be very destructive. I think of maybe seeing a rock protruding out of the water, and then a wave comes by that's so large that the whole rock is engulfed in it. And it looks like it has totally been washed away and disappeared. And then when the wave subsides, there's the rock. It's still there. And I'm thinking about all of the crashing. And, you know, for this one rock to be out there by itself, how many other rocks or how much other landforms were washed away? You ever thought about that? For one rock to be out there by itself, there probably was a bigger mass at one time. And the crashing of the waves and the billows that were rolling, there's others that have toppled, that maybe been undermined or maybe fractured somehow and crumbled away. I don't know what the inspiration was behind this song. Tried to do a little research and I didn't come up with anything. So if you know the story behind this song, maybe you can share it with me someday. But sometimes if you know that, it can really make the picture vivid in your mind. But I don't know that. All I know is I'm familiar with the name of the writer, B.E. Warren, and I'm familiar with his track record, and I believe he was a man that wanted to respond to the Holy Spirit. And I believe that the words of this song were written under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord took that and was able to minister to me this week. So I'd like for us to notice that every verse starts out like a rock in the billows. And every phrase after like a rock in the billows, he says, I would stable be. I would never yield. I would cling to Christ. I would fearless stand. So I think we could probably rearrange the words and say something like this. I would like to be as stable as a rock in the billows. So I'm going to tell you what this song is speaking to me. I see the songwriter having this tremendous desire in himself to be stable, yeah, like a rock in the billows. I don't believe he's saying, look at me, see what I've done. I don't think he's saying that at all. I think there's this real deep-seated desire coming from deep within his heart and soul. Lord, I want to be as stable. I want to be as secure. I don't want to ever yield. I want to be like that rock in the billows. The chorus has three conditional phrases. He says, if, three times in the chorus. He says, if I trust in Jesus, if I obey His word, and if I lean upon His... Those are all conditionals. You know, somebody could say, I remember playing basketball at school, and one of our instructors that was there, I wasn't playing on organized sports or anything like that, but we were playing basketball in our phys ed class, and this guy was cutting up all the time. He kept order and told us what we were supposed to do that day, but he made it interesting. One of the things he'd say is, if you make this basket, you get a brand new Cadillac. And he would watch it, and as the ball got, if it went in, he'd say, just about the time it went through the net, he'd say something like, without any wheels. Or he always wanted to minimize your... what you was going to get if you made the basket. But every time, if you make this goal, you get a whatever. And then he would, as he was watching the ball, if he could see it was going in, he would say something that made you not want it so much. But There were three conditional phrases in this chorus. The writer says there's some things that I've got to be in a position where I can be like a rock in the building. It's conditional on me being willing to do what? Trust in Jesus and obey His Word. It's conditional on me leaning on His breast. It's conditional on me keeping what? Low at His feet. And He ends the chorus with a note of confidence. I know He will give me peace and rest. Now after the billows have subsided and the water is calm, that rock, it looks like, it looked just like it did before the billows came, doesn't it? And I believe the Lord will give us peace and rest if we'll be able to be the rock in the billows. So I begin to look at the verses. I recognize that the songwriter, at least what I got out of it, got a real picture here of the storms of life, the circumstances and events that seem to come out of nowhere. In verse 1, he says, like a rock in the billows, I would stable be till the storm is overpassed. Then I long to harbor, Lord, with Thee in my heavenly home at last. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of doorknobs that break off. There's a lot of water leaks that develop. There's a lot of times that things happen that's out of our control. Brother Stephen called me last night, wanted to know if he could borrow my ladder. He was working on his house and was taking something out, and when he took it out, he realized there was a hole in the roof now. Well, he had something he had to fix. You know, you don't really go to bed and sleep good if you got a hole in the roof. So he had something he had to fix before he could move on. But he wasn't really thinking about, now, if I pull on this real hard, there's going to be a hole in the roof. That wasn't what he was thinking about. He was thinking about getting this thing out of his way so he could go on with his project in his house. And when he pulled it out, sure enough, here's another event of life. Now what are you going to do? But we're faced with that all the time. We have those. There's circumstances that come up that's out of our control. We didn't realize this was going to happen. You didn't know that the sparks was going to come out and catch the house or the yard on fire and look like it's going to... You didn't know that. We just have those things happen to us. You see? And the songwriter says, I would stable be till the storm is overpassed. And I know all of us, you're going to face those things. And that you're going to be tempted with saying, well, why is me? And you're going to be tempted to just throw your hands up and walk off and give up. But that's not the burden behind the song. The burden is behind the song is that would be like a rock in the billows. And when the storms come, and when the things come that just happen, it's just part of life. It's those things that happen around in our circumstances. The burden of the song is, I want to be stable. I don't want to be erratic. I don't want to be something that others look on and say, well, watch out. And when the pressure gets on, just stand clear. No, He wants us to be stable like a rock in the billows. And then I got to looking at verse 2. He says, like a rock in the billows, I would never yield to the angry, tossing wave. I would cling to Christ, my sun and shield, for His power alone can save. Have anybody ever had somebody that was angry with you? You ever had? It don't feel very good. And I want to tell you, when someone's anger, another person's anger is directed towards, I've been there. It's one of the most chafing, uncomfortable things I've ever endured. And right during that time, it would be very easy for some of our rock to start crumbling away. It'd be very easy for us. to succumb to the wave. He says here, I would never yield to the angry, tossing wave. You know what happens when you get two people that are angry? It's a fight. That's right. But you know you can't have a fight if one of them don't get angry? You can have an attack, but you can't have a fight. And the Lord wants us to be able to not succumb and give in to the fight. The enemy wants to fight with us all the time, but it's even closer to that. We're going to find individuals that want to fight. Sometimes you see people that look like they're just going around looking if they can see some way to pick a fight. They're just looking for trouble, it seems like. But you know, if they can't ever find anybody that'll fight with them, they don't get to fight. And the enemy, he wants to destroy us that way, but God is able to help us. He says here, like a rock in the billows, I'd never yield to the angry, tossing wave. The anger that may come toward us, we may feel buffeted by it. Remember, the course says, if I trust in Jesus and obey His word, if I lean upon His breast, if I keep low down at His feet, I know He'll give me peace and rest. Right in the midst of when we feel like we're being attacked by anger from other people, the Lord will be able to give us a peace and a rest. I want to tell you, when I was having my bad day, and then the words of these songs that came to my mind, like a rock in the billows, I would stable be. I had to ask my question, is that really what you want? What do you want today? Do you want to be like a rock in the billows, or do you want to be like that poor little thing that is caught in the wave that's thrown up on the shore and then dragged back out in the sea? You ever seen that happen? Do you let something get in that's not attached, that's not solid like the rock? Something that's in the sea, and the sea is being tumultuous, it'll pick that thing up and smash it up against the rocks, and then as soon as it hits, it drags it back out. And you say, well, I'll never see that again. And pretty soon, here it comes again, smashing up against the shore. That's the alternative. That's what the enemy wants to do to us. Just pound us to, what's the word? Smithereens. Won't you just crush us and grind us down to nothing? And then I had to think of their third verse. He says, like a rock in the billows of a boiling sea, when its waters leap and foam, I would rest secure, my Lord in thee, till the trumpet calls me home. Here's what I thought about. These waters leaping and foaming. It's not very, you know, what's this stuff you put on top of pies sometimes? You take egg whites and you beat them up till they just, you just puff them all up and then you can kind of frizz them up on top of your pie. It looks pretty good. It's not very substantial. You bite into it and it's just like eating clouds almost or something. Anyway, but it looks pretty. And you know, the enemy wants to take things and just beat them to a froth. I had to think, what else could that be except our emotions? Our emotions sometimes, one little thing leads to something else, and before you know, our emotions are just spun up into what? Out into orbit, so to speak. We don't know which way is up and which way is down, and sometimes we, you know, I've had to deal with my emotions, and I've had to contend with other people's emotions, and you know, our emotions can be foaming. And when you really try to pin it down, well, what's all this about? And you try, it's just like poking in that meringue on top of the pie. There's really nothing in there, hardly. Yeah, it's, you can lick it off your finger or whatever, but it's just not substantial. It's just our emotions, but we have to contend with that. And the enemy would like for us to be so wrought up, and our emotions are, what does he say here? Like waters leaping and foaming. The Lord wants to help us right in that time. when our emotions are just running wild and they're out of control and we don't know what we're feeling like and we feel discouraged and we feel frustrated and we feel despondent and we feel all of these things, and right in the midst of that, think of the chorus. If I trust in Jesus and obey His Word, if I lean upon His breast, if I keep low down at His feet, Lord, You know about my emotions, and You know, I've prayed this before, Lord, You know what I feel like today. And You know how I feel like my emotions are in an uproar, and You know how I don't know if anybody likes me, or You know all of these things. And we can just bring all that foam and uproar of our emotions, bring it down humbly at His feet, and then we can know He'll give us peace and rest, and He'll help us in that time. And then the last verse of this song says, like a rock in the billows, I would fearless stand and defy the threatening blast, for the Savior holds me by the hand till the raging storm is past. You know, thinking about that word, He says here, I would fearless stand and defy the threatening blast. Have you ever been intimidated? You know, intimidation is one of those tools that the enemy uses to try to defeat us every corner he gets a chance at. And I've had people try to intimidate me by threatening me. And sometimes their threat is not that they're going to do me physical harm. Sometimes their threat is if I make a decision, they're going to do something that's going to have serious consequences in my life. And the enemy wants to come along and intimidate us and give us all of these what ifs and just suppose and I want us to know that right in the time when we are dealing with those threatening blasts, it hadn't happened yet, okay? But there's threatening blasts that's going on. There are things that wants to intimidate us into cowing down to the pressures that's around us. It may be pressures to pick up some of the world's attitudes. It may be intimidation to conform to somebody else's ideals so they can be gratified. I don't know, but there's all kinds of intimidation. And right during the midst of all of that, we can say and realize, if I trust in Jesus and obey His Word, if I lean upon His breast, and if I keep low down at His feet, right in the midst of somebody saying something that intimidates us, we can know that He'll give us peace and rest. We can have that. There's a real assurance. And I want to tell you, this song spoke to me. And my problems didn't quit when the song came to my mind. You know, it seemed like one thing led to something else. And it was just everything going on around me seemed like it was chaos. But all the while, I was thinking about this song, like a rock in the billows. And I had to say, Lord, help me. I want my desire to be a rock in the billows, to be alive and well. And this morning, I want the desire in your heart to be a rock in the billows. You know, people around us, maybe some of those that's been angry with us, maybe some of those that's tried to intimidate us, maybe some of those that have allowed the foaming of their emotions to spill over on you, and they have come and said, well, what are you going to do about that? Or what do you think about this? Or what would you do if she was in my place? Or, you know, all of this stuff that comes foaming at us sometimes. And maybe it's just a circumstance of life. Maybe you got a hole in your roof, and maybe you've had water in the floor, Maybe your car won't start, and maybe there was a fire in the neighborhood. I don't know, but all of these things that can happen to us right in the midst of all of that. The challenge is for us to be a rock in the billows. The Lord wants to help us to be like that. Have a couple of verses of Scripture I'd like to read to us. In closing, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I'd like for us to note the 10th verse. Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 10. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." It's not going to be in yourself. Remember the conditional phrases in the song. If I trust in Jesus and obey His word, if I lean on His breast, if I keep low down in His feet, I know He'll give me peace and rest. And this verse says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, not in your own abilities, because I'm going to tell you, there have been... The Lord has blessed me with some physical strength. And I believe He's blessed me with some ability to think some things through and come to good conclusions. And I'm grateful for those abilities. But I'm going to tell you, there's limits to everything I can do. There's things that's too heavy for me to pick up. There's things that I can't make sense out of. There's things I've come to and I realize the more I think about it, the more confused I get. There's things that I don't know the right answer to. And the more I study it, the more I realize this is beyond what I can do in myself. But He says here, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When those emotional situations develop and the foam is boiling beyond our imagination. Sometimes it's like driving in fog. There's times you got to stop because you don't know where you're going. The Lord can be our strength. He can give us a peace and a calm in those kind of storms. I'd like to read Galatians in the 6th chapter also. Galatians 6, beginning in verse 7. He says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You know, when he says that last verse there that I read, he didn't make it conditional. And to me, that's important. He didn't make this conditional to do good to those that are pleasant to us. He didn't say to do good when things are going the right way. He didn't say, as long as you don't catch something on fire, you be happy. He says, let us not be weary in well-doing. The next verse says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. That means even the people that, can I say it, that threaten us, that intimidate us. Do good to those that allow their frothing emotions to spill over on us. Now, the meringue on a pie tastes good in my mouth, but I don't want it anywhere else. I don't want it in my hair. That's the stickiest stuff you ever get on your face and on your fingers. I don't want it anywhere else. But sometimes we get things spilled over on us that we don't really want. And he says, do good to all men, especially to them who are the household of faith. Lord, I know there's going to be some times that I feel like a rock in the billows. I want to be stable. I want to be counted on. Notice up above there, it talks about sowing things, doesn't it? You know, when things come showering down on us, the troubles of life, it's pretty easy to inadvertently plant some of that. I have never in my life planted Johnson grass, Bermuda grass. I have never planted cuckleburrs. I've never planted Jimson weed. I've never planted henbit. I've never planted any of that stuff. I've tilled my garden until the dirt looked perfect. I've sprayed it with herbicide, and all of the little stuff that was coming up was brown. It was dead. And then I've worked the ground up and planted my seeds, and guess what happened? All of them weeds came up too. I don't know where it all comes from. You would think as many weed seeds and grass seeds that there is when you till the garden that you would see those things, but I don't ever see them. But they come up. It seems like it's so easy to get grass and weeds in your flower beds and in your garden. And it's so easy in life to allow the circumstances, the intimidations, the anger, the emotions that we come in contact with, it's so easy for those things to sometimes take root. And we don't even realize it's happening. So my challenge for myself and for all of us here today is let's look out, watch for those things that might be sprouting and growing. Lord, help me. I want to be a rock in the billows. I don't want any of that stuff growing in my life. I don't want... You know, if you've had people that's tried to intimidate you, you know what is natural for you to do? Try to intimidate somebody else. If you've been treated with anger, you know what it's typical for you to do? To treat other people with anger. If you've had emotional chaos that's been boiling over on you for years, you know what it's easy for you to do? Boil over on other people. It's easy to do that. Lord, help me not to perpetuate the devices that the enemy tries to overwhelm us with and cause us to lose our vision of being a rock in the billows. You know, you can feel kind of lonely. That's why we come together. That's why we come here to encourage one another. When you're in the week, during the week, maybe you're on your job, maybe you're facing the neighbor that comes over and tells you that you've done something wrong. And maybe you're facing a family member that's telling you that this is not the way you ought to do it. You got to use some sense here. And anybody that's logical and intelligent, and you're an intelligent person, right? They'll tell you that, whether you don't have to just believe it. They'll tell you that you're intelligent. And you ought to be able to come to this logical conclusion yourself. And they're intimidating you and causing you to be fearful. All of those times you're going to feel like, ooh, I'm out here by myself in this raging, boiling billows of a sea all around us. Yeah. And that's why we come together on days like today. To know that you're not the only one that has had to face the billows in the past week or the past year or the month or whatever it is. You're not the only one. Others have to face it too. But the key is, if I trust in Jesus and obey His Word, if I lean upon His breast, and if I keep low down at His feet, I know He'll give me peace and rest. I believe He'll give that to each one of us. Desire your prayers. I don't want to sow to the flesh because I don't want to reap the weeds that's out there of the flesh. You pray for me.